could be selling, why haven't we been more aggressive?
Well, I think that, I mean, it's a two-way street. On the one hand, from the Chinese point of view, they've been trying to protect some of their industries, particularly the services industry. So when I said that Manulife and Sun Life got into the Beijing market, that's all they got. They didn't get all of China. They're not able to sell in Shanghai, for example. They just sell in Beijing because the Chinese insurance and financial services industries are very undeveloped and they would be swamped by foreign competition. But I think, on the other hand, there's a what you might call a lack of corporate courage among Canadian businesses. When they think of doing international operations, they're more inclined to think about the U.S. or countries that seem a bit more culturally similar to Canada. And so you're not getting us out there as much, presenting our products into that market and making those sales that would promote Canadian prosperity and jobs.
Are there any other things that make Canadian business people skittish about dealing with China?
Well, there's been a history in China of it being a difficult place to do business. You know, we've had instance in the past, in particular, of firms that have been subject to arbitrary interference by local governments that maybe don't like the idea of Chinese profits being exported to Canada or who want to extract bribes. But now that China's entered the World Trade Organization, there's a fairer playing field for Canadian business in there, and we have more recourse if we feel we're being treated unfairly. So I think the general trend is good, and particularly in the coastal cities of China, you're seeing a much more welcoming environment for Canadian investment and trade.
How effective is the Canadian government at encouraging businesses wanting to establish themselves in China?
Well, our resources abroad are limited. We don't have as many people on the ground, say, in the Canadian Embassy in Beijing or in our consulates in Canton, Shanghai, and Chongqing, as we would like. And so the amount of support that the government's able to give to businesses that want more information on how they can break into the market is, frankly, limited. There is the Canada-China Business Council, which is a consortium of Canadian firms that provide services to help Canadian companies break into China. And that's a good organization. But obviously, Canada could be doing more in making it easier for Canadian businesses to explore the China trade option.
Now, what does a visit by Prime Minister Chrétien achieve?
I think it's a good thing. Certainly, the Canadian Embassy had been pushing to get Canadian insurance companies operating in China for a long time. And when they heard the Prime Minister was coming, I think it focused the attention of the Chinese ministries to have something to announce. And so when our Prime Minister raised it with their Prime Minister in the context of the problem of the trade deficit, they came through for us. And it might have taken a bit longer if Mr. Chrétien hadn't physically presented himself there in Beijing with the file in his arm.
So he's the top salesman. But when we think of some of the products that Canada produces, other countries produce those products as well, so it's not an open playing field, I would think.
No, and other countries can more aggressively lobby the Chinese government. You know, the United States is a country that's a very important relationship for China on all sorts of levels. And so you could see that if the Canadian embassy comes in or the U.S. president shows up, that it's going to focus their attention more than if representatives of relatively smaller powers present themselves in Beijing. So the U.S. does have something of an advantage. But ultimately, I think it's who has the best product at the best price that's going to get the contract. And if you're not in the game, you can't win the prize.
Well, so true. Mr. Burton, thank you for your time.
It's great to talk to you.
Likewise. Bye-bye. Charles Burton is a former advisor in economic and political affairs at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. He also specializes in China at Brock University. We reached him this afternoon in St. Catharines, Ontario.